Hello, friends. This is Cliff Knight from Equippers International. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. We want to lift up Jesus and provide a place for you to learn more about Him and to grow in your relationship with Him. If you find the podcast helpful, feel free to share it with others. We believe it will be a source of blessing and encouragement, and you will be strengthened in your relationship with Jesus. Hello, welcome back to the podcast, where we're in Romans chapter 8. We're making our way through this paragraph in verses 12 through 17, where Paul's talking about the activity of the Spirit in the life of the believer. It's a beautiful passage, and Paul's already encouraged us that we're not under obligation anymore to walk according to the flesh, but that we can actually walk according to the Spirit. And when we do that, we experience life. In addition, it's a characteristic of the sons of God, the daughters of God, are people who are led by the Spirit. And we looked at that in the previous episode. Now, in this episode, I want to focus on verses 15 and 16. Let me read those for us. For you have not received a spirit of slavery, leading to fear again, but you have received a spirit of adoption as sons, by which we cry out, Abba, Father. The Spirit Himself testifies with our spirit that we are children of God. Well, this is a very powerful truth that Paul's telling us. He's telling us that we have received the spirit of adoption. We've been brought into a familial connection to God. Very simply put, we are now children of God. This is exactly what John said in John chapter 1, where he said, those who believe in Him, He gave the right to become children of God. Now, I'm going to comment on that a little more depth in the next verses as we look at those. But right now, I want to focus on this truth, that the Spirit of God works within us to testify to us. Very simply put, the Spirit is put within us, and He begins to tell us who we are. He's telling us, you are a child of God. You belong to God. You belong to the Father. And He testifies to that truth to the point that He finally convinces us, and we cry out, Abba, Father. And you know, you've probably heard before this intimate word, Abba. It's the most intimate word that can be used for a familial relational connection. And in Greek, it's Abba. In English, it would be Daddy. You know, my children still call me Daddy, and I love it because I think it reflects so much more than just being called Father. There's something about it on an identity level where they know that they are secure in their relationship with me as my children. And this is exactly what the work of the Spirit of God does in our lives. He testifies to our spirit that we are His children, that we belong to Him, that there's this strong familial connection, and this is who God is to us. He is our Father. He is the one that has accepted full responsibility for us, and He acts as a faithful Father, and the Spirit is continually testifying to this fact so that we can live in it, so that we will believe it, and that we will cry out, Daddy, when we approach the Father. It's not some distant relationship where we're trying to earn His favor, trying to earn the right to come before Him. No, we are there because we have been made children of God. So be strong and courageous and love Jesus more.